Language is the means by which a civilization passes its values to a new generation. It allows human beings to connect with each other, to identify and give meaning to objects, and to generate cultural norms and patterns of behavior that promote cohesion and ensure survival. For a huge part of our existence, humans have ascribed great meaning and significance to the natural world. Our Aboriginal ancestors referred to themselves as custodians of the land and revered the great spirits carved into the landscape. The ancient Egyptians saw nature as a giving parent, and the Native Americans referred to Mother Earth and Father Sky, seeing themselves as part of a web of life. In ancient China, people spoke of being reverent guests of the land. The Chinese explorer Admiral Zheng, of whom we hear far too little, sailed the world with 27,000 men on 300 enormous ships well before Columbus did. He didn't dominate those he came across, but wished to explore the marvels of the natural world, exchange goods, and bring back new plants and animals, such as zebras, camels, giraffes, to his homeland. Fast forward to the scientific revolution of the early 17th century, and a new understanding, a new language and meaning of the natural world emerges. Although the spread of Christianity had already begun the process, it was philosophers and scientists such as René Descartes and Francis Bacon who really helped shift the metaphor of Earth from a nurturing parent to an object to conquer and rule. "We must hound nature in her wanderings," said Bacon, "storm and occupy her castles." He spoke of putting nature in constraints, and perhaps most symbolic for our current dilemma, enter and penetrate her every corner and hole. We've been blessed with the wonders of science since this time, but a new way of seeing the world has also snuck in the back door. A way of seeing nature as a machine, as separate from us, and as something to be exploited. Metaphors have enormous power to shape our reality and define our behaviour. Our survival may depend on us urgently reclaiming old metaphors. The Patterning Instinct is a beautiful book by Jeremy Lent. He describes the significance of meaning this way. If viewed solely through a reductionist scientific lens, the works of Shakespeare would simply be 26 letters arranged in various sequences on a page. What evokes the wonder, emotion, and beauty is the meaning we give to those arrangements of letters and words. Since the scientific revolution, our planet has been viewed through a similar lens, as a rock with some plants and the odd animal on it for us to eat, drifting through a cold and brutal universe. But to save the planet, perhaps we need to see it once again as many of our ancestors did, as a complex interwoven system of life and as a home. It is not the environment, it is our environment. We are not separate from it and never have been.